Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Isaac. Good morning, everyone. My name's Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living's online Zoom service. We're glad you could join us this morning. I see one person here. I'm not sure of. Someone's calling in on the phone. Everyone else seems to be our regular members that attend. And I'd like to read to you now from today's Daily Word. Pray for others. With mind and heart, I know the truth of each person I hold in prayer. A friend, someone said, knows the truth for you until you can know it for yourself. Praying for friends, family members, and those I haven't met, I center my awareness in the truth that each one for whom I pray is a living expression of God, just as I am. Letting go of fear, I release thoughts of lack, illness, disharmony, or any limitations. I see each person for whom I pray abundantly blessed. I see each one warmed and comforted by divine love that lifts their hearts and brings harmony to their relationships. I affirm their abundant living guided by divine love, wisdom, and understanding. I see each life unfolding in perfect divine order, enjoying security, health, and joy. And from the Bible, I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also. And that's from 1 Corinthians 14:15. And now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement. Oh, wait a minute. Did I miss? I missed your live presence. My apologies. It's time for Shirley the Presence. Go ahead, take it away, Michael.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
You're muted, Johnny.
Oh, great. Now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say it together. There's only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And now it's time for our welcoming song. Please join us in singing while Mike and Karen lead us in Deep Inside My Heart.
Deep inside my heart, I've got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love.
It's shining like the sun.
Shining like the sun.
Radiates on everyone.
Radiates on everyone.
And the more that I give,
the more that I give,
the more I've got to give,
the more I've got to give.
It's the way that I live. What I'm living for,
that's what I'm living for.
Deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart.
Way down deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love. Got this everlasting love. Deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love.
It's shining like the sun,
shining like the sun.
It radiates on everyone.
It radiates on everyone.
And the more that I give,
the more that I give,
the more I've got to give,
the more I've got to give.
It's the way that I live.
It's the way that I live.
It's what I'm living for.
It's what I'm living for.
Deep inside my heart.
Deep inside my heart.
Way down deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart.
I've got this everlasting love. Got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love.
I've got this everlasting love. Deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart.
Way down deep inside my heart,
deep inside my heart.
This everlasting love, got this everlasting love.
Thank you, Michael and Karen.
You're welcome.
And now it's time to greet our neighbors. So now that we're online with Zoom, please feel free to turn on your gallery view so you can see everyone here. And give everybody a wave and say hello. If there's anybody out there you want to chat with, don't forget about the chat option. All right, everybody done waving? Okay, it's time for our announcements. And it says, please email us with announcements if you won't be able to attend or just want us to read them. These have been requested for this morning. We have an announcement for Grandfather's Medicine Wheel teaching, Thursdays at 6 on the same Zoom channel you tuned into to get here. This week, he will continue his series of teachings of the inner wheel of the medicine wheel. Another announcement, you can also now donate to our center online. Just go to our website, unityofcentralia.net, and click on the donation page. Enter your amount and the card information, that's it. 97% of your donation goes directly to our center's services. All right, please raise your hand and unmute yourself if you wish to announce something. I don't see any hands waving out there.
I'd like to say hi to Grandfather Roy. It's Yellow Fern. Yellow Fern. Hi, Grandfather.
Yellow Fern.
Grandfather, can you hear Yellow Fern?
Wow.
Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And is that Sandy Crowell, too?
It is.
Sandy, nice to see you again.
Indeed. Hello, Welcome, everyone. It's always a blessing.
All right, any other announcements? Okay, then it's time for our song of joy. Just like the sun. Take it away, Mike.
Okay. Wow, that snuck up. I wasn't prepared. Okay.
Hey, Michael.
What was that? We go to the
Unity
Statement first.
That's not your fault, Michael. I skipped over our Unity Statement. Please forgive me. It was the bottom of the page. I didn't see it. So let's go try it again. We're going to say our Unity Statement together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Okay, now it's time for our song of joy.
I went out today and I saw the sunrise. Open up its eyes, I saw the sunrise. I went out today and I saw the sunrise. I'm just like the sun. And I went out today and I saw the sunset. Saw it go to bed, saw the sunset. I went out today and I saw the sunset. I'm just like the sun. Just like the sun. Just like the sun. And I went out today and I saw the sun high. High behind the clouds, saw the sun high. I went out today and I saw the sun high. I'm just like the sun. And I went out today and I saw the sunshine shining out its light. Saw the sunshine. I went out today and I saw the sunshine. I'm just like the sun.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Karen. And now it's time for our reading. This morning, our reading will be given by
Penny, you're muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was just talking to Cedar Raven.
Cedar Hawk.
Oh, sorry.
I got it. I am unmuted and ready to go here. Okay, so this reading is from A Walk in the Wood, and it's one of my favorite little books from Winnie the Pooh. It was morning, the way most days begin. Winnie the Pooh woke up, which is how he liked to start each morning. He stretched out his arms and legs. A sigh that was mostly a yawn, or was it a yawn that was mostly a sigh? Started deep inside, wound its way up through his nose and found its way out his mouth with an ah and a He sat up, stretched a little more, and rubbed the sleep from his eyes. Who gave himself a little shake all over? And in case any little part of him hadn't woken up yet, he sat up nice and straight. He took a big breath full of air and held it for a moment and blew it all the way out. Who did this? Who did this three times every morning? The next, who opened his eyes very wide to take in all that he could see, colors, shapes, and different shades of light and dark. There were beams of yellow sunlight dancing on the wall, his brown chair in the corner, and a picture of a very pink piglet on the table. Who opened his ears to take in all the sounds he could hear, near and far, loud and soft, high and low. There was the tick-tock of his cuckoo clock on the wall, the birds chirping songs outside his window, and the gentle whistling of the wind in the trees. Next, he recited his morning rhyme. Just two things to do to truly be Pooh. The first thing was to be in the here and now as much as he possibly could without a whole lot of thinking about it. And this was easy for a bear of very little brain. The second thing was to be as kind as he possibly could toward everyone, including himself. This was very easy enough for a bear of a very big heart. It's not hard to be me, thought Pooh. Just be here, be now, and be kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny, for that wonderful reminder from Winnie the Pooh. I like to start each day by waking up, too. And now it's time for a song of joy. Hey, Mike and Karen, who's there with you today? I see some other faces we don't usually see.
That's Ethan.
Well, welcome, Ethan.
And you have a tale with you.
All right. And they're going to lead us in our meditation song, which is Om Namo.
The rain is pouring down like all the souls you send here. Coming to this earth to find healing. Mother Earth takes in the rain like your heart takes my voice. Let us free each other with our prayers, with our voice. And I'm coming home, and I'm coming. and I'm coming home. And I'm coming home.
Good day.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Karen. And now it's time for affirmations. If you'd all please join me in saying our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing me. Everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And now it's time for our Lord's Prayer. This month we'll be saying the traditional Lord's Prayer. And let's all say it together, shall we? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Now it's time for our Alleluia. Take it away, Michael.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Thank you, Michael.
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 Oh, boy. Thank you, Karen. As many of you know, we're privileged to have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. And this morning, we are blessed to have Grandfather Roy Wilson once again demonstrate the conjunctions of Native American and Christian paths. Take it away, Grandfather.
Masi, masi. Klahalia, my dearest sacred unity, family, and friends. Today, I'm looking at my calendar and realizing that it's been in the neighborhood of about 2 months from now that I will have been with you with the sacred honor and pleasure to be with you on the third Sunday of every month for 14 years. But today, with a sad heart, I must tell you that my message today will be my farewell message with you. My eyesight getting poor, my hearing is getting poor, and I'm going to be retiring from all public appearances. This will be my farewell message. It has been such a joy to be with you. But I want you to know, and I say but with a capital B, capital U, capital T, that as long as I have breath in me, I will still be available to all of you, one-on-one. If you need healing, you can come to my longhouse, my Indian church building, my longhouse, and I will officiate a healing ceremony for you. If you can't make it, you can call me on the phone and I'll do a healing ceremony for you there. I will still be available to you, but I won't be going out anyway, even on Zoom. I will be no longer in the public places. If you have a question on Indian spirituality or culture, or if you're wanting medicine wheel teachings, you are welcome to come to the longhouse, and I will do my best for you there. And if you want to bring two or three friends with you for those teachings, you are welcome to come. My longhouse and my museum and library will be open to any of you to come and visit as long as I am alive. So you're free to come to enjoy those. If you have a question about the Bible, maybe you're trying to figure out what is the difference between these books, or I don't understand this portion of scripture and what it's trying to say, come to my longhouse and I will do my best to help you. So I will still be available one-on-one or groups of two or three. And so my message today, in the past 14 years, many of my messages to you have been by telling old Indian legends and then showing those legends in the Bible, their teachings in the Bible. It's a way of looking at the Bible through Indian eyes. Today, my farewell message will be strictly, completely Bible. I will be talking to you about one book of the Bible that I believe, in my own opinion, has been misunderstood, misinterpreted by all the preachers that I know of, and that is the book of the Revelation. It's a book that's confused many people and they don't understand it, in my opinion. I will show you the misuse and the misunderstandings of it, and then I will show you what Grandfather Roy sees as being the true way to look at that book. It's very clear to me what is clear and proper and true interpretation of his teachings. So to start with, we look at the misunderstandings and misinterpretations of what it is saying. Today, there are three TV channels that are completely Christian TV channels. There's Daystar, there's CBN, which stands for Christian Broadcasting Network, and a third one, I can't remember, I think it's something like TBN or something like that. And this is where you'll find the big name TV evangelists doing their talking and preaching. It amazes me how many of those TV preachers are preaching from the book of the Revelation. And they're stating all of the prophecies of the book of the Revelation have been fulfilled and Jesus therefore can come at any time. They're naming that this is the time for his coming. Another thing that really bothers me is that what they're talking about now, like for example, I walked into my house the other day, and my wife had one of those TV channels on, and the TV evangelist was showing pictures of something like 8, 9, or 10 different issues of Time magazine. One of them was an issue on Time about is situations that are taking place in Israel today. Another was talking about events taking place in Russia and all. And each of these, he was using them as being the fulfillment of the prophecies in the book of the Revelation. To try and make this just as short as I can, what they are saying about everyone, when things are being fulfilled now, 10 years ago, they were naming different events that were taking place. These are the events that are taking place. These are the events that say Jesus can come any time now. I can remember when in December 11th, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was attacked on a Saturday night here. And on Monday morning, I was back into high school and we were all called to the auditorium to hear President Roosevelt give his speech of declaration of war on Japan. And the next thing I knew, the preachers, these TV, well, we didn't have TV in those days. It wasn't invented yet. It was radio evangelists, but the same situation. They were saying, Mussolini is the Antichrist. Stalin is the Antichrist. Hitler is the Antichrist, and on, they offer. Ever since, for probably 80 to 85 years, since I was a kid, I've heard preachers constantly taking the events of that day and time and naming people that were existing then. But then a few years later, they changed their minds. Now it was new events that was doing it. So I can't help but wonder what's happened with them that they can't see that they're confusing the whole thing. None of these events have to do with the coming of Jesus. Let us turn to Jesus himself. What Jesus said, now I'm going to begin working on clarifying this book and what it's all about. I know that probably none of you have been watching those TV channels that do all that, but in case some of you have been and you're wondering about it, I'm going to try and clarify the book for you. When we look at the book of the Revelation, the first thing I'm going to ask you, who was it written to? If I write a letter to you, I'm not writing to your cousins or your neighbors, I'm writing to you. And who was the book written to? John, the beloved, was a prisoner of Rome on the working in the salt mines on the Isle of Patmos when he wrote it. And he, very early in the book of the Revelation, right in its opening portion, he wrote his letter to seven churches. He didn't write to Centralia Unity. He didn't write to the Centralia United Methodist Church. He wrote the churches of Ephesus and six other churches. That is who the whole story of the Revelation was written to. It was written to them, and we need to understand it on the basis of it being written to those seven churches. Why was John writing all of this stuff about the terrible things that were going to happen to those seven churches? You have to remember that at the time of those seven churches, and those seven were all churches that had been established by Paul the Apostle as he went through Greece. And they were now the subject of imperial persecution from Rome. Some of them have been burned at the stake in the Roman Colosseum. Others have been fed to the lions in the Roman Colosseum. They had gone through something like nine different imperial persecutions by the different Caesars over a long period of time. And John wrote to them to give them both an understanding that things were going to get worse, but to give them hope and comfort in the midst of all this, asking them to remain faithful. And so he said to them in his letters, if you think are getting things are really bad right now, they're going to get a whole lot worse. And that's what's taken on in the rest of that story, how it'll get a lot worse. Then he brings them comfort and hope by saying, but I want you to know, stay faithful, because in the end, the church will be victorious. Satan will be bound and cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. This book was written simply not for today's trying to determine when Jesus is coming, but written to seven churches who are going through persecution, and to let them know that they would be victorious in the end. So with all that in mind, then, what is there about this trying to date the coming of Jesus? Well, let us just simply turn to the four Gospels and let Jesus himself talk to us. And what did Jesus say about this? Jesus said, and I am quoting him, he said, when they were questioning about his coming back, this is closely shortly right before his crucifixion. He was now in Jerusalem, and he was going to go through the trial of Gethsemane and all that from the Last Supper. And they're questioning him, and he says, no man knows the day nor the hour of my return, not even the Son of Man, but only the Father. No man knows. And then, as they pressured him further, he said, and I quote again, I will come as a thief in the night. I will be a surprise to everybody. When he comes, it's going to be a dynamic surprise to all those stupid TV evangelists that are trying to lead us off into land. He is coming. So we don't know when, and it doesn't really matter. So what does that all mean to me? What does it mean to you? There's only one thing, my dear, precious, sacred friends, that you and I need to be conscious of. Not when he's coming, and not what's going to happen before he is coming. The one thing that's important, if you and I are in a good relationship with God, it doesn't matter when he comes. It doesn't matter what's happening in our world. The important thing then that these TV evangelists should be teaching, instead of going to all that they're going in and all their attempt to prophesy and everything and showing their knowledge of what's happening, which is all wrong, they should be spending their time not in the book of the Revelation. They should be spending their time in the four Gospels, helping all of us, helping people to know how to walk in a good relationship with God. All they have to do is find Jesus was constantly doing that. The Pharisees were walking the wrong path, and he kept trying, and how you do it? Oh, you tell parables. And through the parable, he's telling, others would come to him, numerous cases in the four Gospels. An individual would come to him and say, Rabbi, teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, or eternal life? Numerous occasions like this. And what did he do? He gave them teachings, how to be ready. Oh, well, then in that case, those are the teachings that we should be getting, how to be living in a good relationship with God. With all of this in mind, let us go into our time of meditation. As we go into our time of meditation, we're going to go for a few moments of silence, total silence. And I want you to go down deep within yourself and ask yourself, in what ways can I walk in a more personal relationship with God? As you are meditating, you may consider, maybe I can discover more if I increase my prayer life. I spend more time reading my Bible, the four Gospels, meditate. In my closing comments, I want to remind you that the scripture says, it is written, that you are the bride of Christ. Now, when you first got married, whether you were male or female, and you got married, you were deeply in love with each other. You gave yourselves to each other completely. If we are the bride of Christ, we are the bride of God. For Christ was simply God come in the flesh. You are the bride of God. As you have been meditating, I want you to continue throughout the day meditating on these things I'm saying to you. if I am the bride of God, how can I make love to God? Oh, how you made love to your physical mate. How can I make love to God? If I'm the bride, then God plants his seed within me as his bride. What kind of seed? Spiritual seed. But then if their spiritual seed has been planted within me and within you, then that means you're going to give birth to spirit to that seed. In other words, you're going to give your love for God to others. You're going to create other spiritual, God-loving people, because you are going to be sharing. This is one of the ways of you're going to walk closer to God. You're going to be sharing God's love in your heart, how much you love God, with your friends, and they will become God-loving people, and you will be prepared for your journey whenever he comes. Close Kakwa. I love you all. I hope I get to see more of you. And as you come to visit me, I will need that. God bless you. May God open the windows of his great storehouse in heaven and pour out his blessings upon you that are so abundant you can't contain it all. And it bubbles over and flows out of you all around you. And all the blessings God's given you will be blessing all your friends and neighbors that you meet with. Close Kakwa. It is yours.
Thank you, Grandfather. I wish we were at Unity in person so you could hear all of the applause, but I think all of us need to give you a big round of applause for 14 wonderful years of service. Thank you, Grandfather. Masi, masi.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm still available to you, even though you're not living here, by calling me on the phone.
That's right. We know where you live, too, okay? So we'll come and visit.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now it's time for our offering. While we aren't physically together in church to collect our offerings, we want to thank everyone who has donated to our center. So now, either postal mail your checks to 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, Washington, 98531, or go on our website, unityofcentralia.net, and click on the donation page in the menu. We also deeply appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure, Grandfather. We really appreciate it, Grandfather. So let us hold our offering in our hands and hearts as we say our offering prayer together. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now it's time for a blessing of thanks. Let's all say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for a healing prayer. If you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, please raise your hand, unmute, and tell us who it is, or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our community have requested we send our healing prayers and energy to those loved ones who've been affected by the pandemic and those who are living on our streets without the physical and spiritual supports that we all enjoy. And I personally want to pray for Grandfather that he does well in his time of not speaking. That may be very difficult for a bear who speaks too much. Anyone else? All right. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now it's time for our peace song. So let's imagine forming a circle like we used to do, joining hands and singing our peace song. Feel free to turn on gallery view and Zoom so you can see everybody singing. If you want to one more time, say thank you to everyone who made Sunday service possible. Please stay with us after our service if you wish to share in our fellowship time. And next week, we will be honored to have our own Eileen Selleck enlighten and inspire us. Take it away, Mike and Karen.
Jesus.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God as King. Family, all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my joyous vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Isaac.
You're welcome.
We need to give that boy an instrument, huh?
Yeah, he's a vocalist for now.
Okay, everybody, unmute yourself and say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Johnny. I can't stick around. I got to go put the kayak on top of the car, and I'll see you guys at noon. Bye.
Bye, Joanne.
Okay, well.
Question, Joanne.
Yeah.
Did you find a paddle for me?
Yes. Yeah.
Kayaking?
Yep. We're all going kayaking. All right. Bye.
Bye.
You muted us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are you still having your things there in your longhouse, grandfather?
What's that?
Are you still having your get-togethers at your longhouse, or are you not doing that anymore when people come out?
Well, right now I've been meeting with people with small groups, like two or three, four people at a time.
Well, I'd like to drive out there sometime on a weekend.
The big, large groups, I won't be able to do that until the COVID is gone, right, and we're allowed. In other words, when Centralia Unity is allowed to go to their chapel, I'll probably be allowed to go back and have my large events in the longhouse. And I will do that. I will do that. I will just be in here, but I'm not going out anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Just be sure to call them in advance, Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will do.
Once we find that churches are allowed to convene in their church buildings, then get in touch with me and we will begin. We'll plan when to start the longhouse
meeting. Just to come out and see you sometime.
Huh?
Just to come and see you sometime.
You'll come and see me anytime.
Okay. I'll give you a call when I get all my gardening stuff caught up here. And yeah.
Very, very good. This coming week, for example, I have two people coming from Allen on Tuesday morning. I have two people, St. Mary's coming on Wednesday morning, and on Thursday afternoon, two people from up on the Olympic Peninsula coming. So their people are coming, but they'll just be
there. They go.
In those cases, these cases,
to talk to her.
Each one. But you're welcome to come anytime. You may want to call in advance and make sure that I'm available at that particular time you want to come. I'm really anxious. I'm anxious to see all of you.